I'm Clayton Sampson, and today's Lely Radio Sports Page features interviews from day two of the Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament at the Casey Center in Des Moines. Here with PCM's Tucker Wheeler at the Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament after a second round Tetfall win. Tucker, walk me through your match a little bit.
Yeah, just went out there pretty strong, picked up some quick back points, a couple takedowns, got a quick Tetfall.
You know, how much does it work to your advantage when you're able to rack up so much offense in the first period like you did?
It helped a lot. Just being able to score so many points with the new takedown rule and being ahead by that much.
You know, coming off a second place finish at the state meet last year, now coming in this year, you know, obviously I'm sure high expectations for you. Kind of how do you approach the state meet this season in your senior year?
Just approaching it with, like, everybody can wrestle. Nobody's unbeatable, so wrestling hard every match, but expecting to win.
How do you not look ahead too much far to the end of the bracket, but just take one match at a time?
I did struggle with that a little bit for a minute, but I just focus on doing what I can do, what I can control, and doing my moves.
What's the process like now for you as you prepare for your next round match?
Probably have to get a little weight off for weigh-ins tomorrow, but same thing, good hard warm-up, focus what I can control.
Tucker, kind of before we close, you know, this is your fourth time at the state tournament, obviously your state finalist last year. What's kind of just this overall experience like for you?
It's amazing, lots of fun, and definitely worth all the effort that goes into it.
It's PCM's Tucker Wheeler. Congrats.
Thank you.
Here with PCM's Caliber Frye at the Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament. Caliber, coming back in the consolation round, getting a big Tetfall win. Walk me through your match a little bit here, your final match of the night.
Yeah, coming off that loss, I was way more motivated, and I was stalking him, seeing all of his flaws he did, and slowly picked him apart.
You know, having that second round, you know, the loss that you had in your second match today, but coming back and getting a big win, what does that mean to you to be able to take from your loss and come and get a big Tetfall win?
It means a lot. No matter what happens, I gotta keep on looking forward and keep on attacking.
You know, your two wins tonight, you were able to pick up a lot of offense, you know, in your first match and then your third match. You know, how much of a confidence booster is it for you to be able to wrestle on top the entire time?
It feels good. Helps me boost my motivation, and hopefully I can get third.
You know, getting a win here tonight in the consolation bracket, you know, what does that kind of do for, you know, the rest of the tournament? You know, how do you kind of prepare for your next matches as you work your way through the consolation bracket?
Coming off this win, it boosted my confidence and motivation by a lot, and I feel like this match right here is going to help me prepare for my upcoming matches.
You know, you're here last year too, now back here this year. What does it mean to represent PCM on a big stage like this?
It feels good, and I like representing my school. A lot of team spirit.
It's also been fun, you know, being able to wrestle by your, you know, side by side by your teammate Tucker Wheeler.
Yeah, he's an amazing partner in the room. Love it.
Well, Caliber, wrestle up tomorrow.
Thank you.
Here with Kent Montgomery of Newton in day two of the Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament. Kent, picking up a big consolation pinfall. Talk about what kind of that, walk me through that match a little bit.
I came in, beat the kid three times this year. Knew it wasn't gonna be easy. It's never easy at state. Always gotta work for it. And I just stayed in position, didn't let him get to his shots or anything, and go to my retest.
How do you approach a match when you've already beat the kid a couple times throughout the season?
Just know that it's possible, and don't underestimate him.
For you too, is it easier for you to wrestle with a lead, or do you approach or strategize it any different if you wrestle with a lead?
So, not normally. I mean, two out of three times I wrestled that kid, he's taken me down twice. First, and then I just came back. Just don't worry about the scoreboard. Keep to it.
When you know, out of the championship bracket, but into the consolation bracket, kind of how do you approach that? What are your expectations when you get into the consolation rounds?
Go for the next best thing.
When you look at the overall state tournament bracket as a whole, how do you not look too far ahead, but just take one match at a time?
You just keep focused on anybody can be anybody. There's nothing impossible.
How fun has this whole experience been? Will you compete alongside your teammates, represent Newton on the biggest stage?
It's been great. I love wrestling. I love being with my team and having fun, making memories and stuff. It's the best thing ever.
What's the process like now as you get ready for tomorrow?
I'm not done yet. It's not over. Go for the next best thing. So third, it's the goal.
Congratulations, Kev.
Thank you.
Once again, that was interviews from day two of the Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament at the Casey Center in Des Moines. For KNIA Careless Sports, on today's Lely Radio Sports page, I'm Clayton Sampson.